Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the podcast. Thanks again for being with us. If you're new to these, we spend just a few minutes every single weekday, and our hope is that you'd walk away encouraged and maybe some practical next steps on how to connect faith with everyday life, and that's my hope today. I don't know if you've noticed it, but it seems like common sense really isn't common anymore. There's a lot of people that are bright, and there really are. There's a lot of people that are smart, they're educated, but not as many people have true wisdom. In other words, you could have degrees and you could have assessments and you could have all of these certifications, but if you don't connect that with real life living, they're washed out. And you see this in a lot of different areas, but today I want to think specifically about the lack of wisdom when it comes to relationship. When the half-brother of Jesus, James, wrote his little book in the New Testament, he talked a lot about wisdom and how it's to be fleshed out in everyday living. He says in verse 13, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in humility that come from wisdom." Wisdom is this idea that says there's not a manual for this, there's not a rule book for this, but I've got this inner guidance that leads to living a good life. What I found is that wisdom doesn't have to do anything with intelligence, but it has everything to do with relationships and your character. It's not a matter of what you say with your lips, but it's what your life says, not your words, but your works, not your diplomas, but how you carry yourself and how you live that out. I love the question that he says. He says, "Who is wise and understanding among you?" It's this question. It's this question that asks, which of you are wise? Well, he goes on to describe the characteristics of a wise person. Listen to James 3, verse 17. He says, "But the wisdom that comes down from heaven is first of all pure, then it's peace-loving, it's considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, it is impartial, and it's sincere." This is a fantastic list. I mean, it starts with pure. Pure is this idea of being uncorrupted, this idea of being authentic. This is the same kind of word that 1 John 3, verse 3 talks about the character of Christ. It means that there's integrity, that if you're wise, it means you're not going to lie to others. You're not going to cheat them. You're not going to manipulate them. You're not going to be deceitful. In other words, your life is going to be integrated. So when you think about that, it's no wonder so many relationships are crumbling today, because every relationship is built on trust and respect. If we're not honest, who's going to trust us? Who's going to respect us? We must have integrity in our life. We must live this integrated life. Proverbs 10:9 says, "Whoever walks in integrity walks securely." In other words, they're not afraid of being found out because they don't have anything to hide. They're not saying one thing to one group of people and another thing to another. Someone has once said that no one has a good enough memory to be a habitual liar. Eventually, that person's going to slip up. But if we have integrity, if we walk securely, if we walk confidently in our relationships because we know we're not putting people on, we have nothing to worry about. Wise people are the kind of people that don't compromise their integrity because they know that having integrity is the only way to maintain healthy relationships. And so today, I want to encourage you, let's put some common back into common sense. Let's live our common lives in an integrated, healthy, holistic, Christ-honoring way. Hope you have a great day today. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.